I'm Marco Werman with The World. There is a hospital in Jerusalem that has long welcomed both Jews and Palestinians. Hadassah Hospital on Mount Scopus is known as a symbol of coexistence. It was even nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize a few years ago, but things have not been the same since October. That's when violence began escalating outside the hospital walls, with Palestinians stabbing and running over Israelis with cars, and the Israeli military shooting at Palestinians. Now there is tension inside the hospital. Shana Sheely has a story from Jerusalem.
Outside the delivery room, a Jewish man in a skull cap paces back and forth, murmuring prayers. A Palestinian family sits around with a bunch of pink balloons. The maternity staff pride themselves on bringing Jewish and Palestinian babies into the world. But the number of deliveries here has dropped by 30% since October. Palestinian and Jewish women are avoiding the hospital.
I was scared, you know, there's Arabs there. Whenever they decide, they just take out a knife or whatever they want.
Malki is an ultra-Orthodox Jew. And like most women who agreed to talk about their experiences here, she asked me not to use her last name. Malki delivered her first two babies at Mount Scopus, but went to a hospital in Jewish West Jerusalem for her third birth in July. Even though the Mount Scopus staff tried to make her comfortable...
When they share a room, they don't put you together with an Arab. They try not to.
That separation isn't enough to make her feel safe.
In the hallway, and when you go to eat, they come a lot. It's scary. I'm scared to go there.
There's no safety. There's no trust also.
Hadil is scared too. She's a Palestinian from East Jerusalem, and she also delivered her first two kids at Mount Scopus. Her third was born in February. This time, Hadil felt she had to choose between the best healthcare at an Israeli hospital and personal safety at a Palestinian one.
It was really, really hard decision. Really.
She chose personal safety.
You know, I have some tests I need to do for pregnancy. I didn't do it because they are available just in the Israeli parts, we can say. I didn't do it. I can't. Yani, they can see me in scarf. They will know me. Yani. So... You don't know, a crazy man will come and kill me.
Shema is another new mother. She went into labor hours after Israeli forces shot her brother. She doesn't trust Israeli hospitals. She even feared Israeli doctors might secretly harm her newborn daughter.
Maybe not now I can see it, maybe more after 5, 6, 10 years. And I'm not ready for that.
That would never happen, says Drori Hochner, director of OBGYN at Hadassah Mount Scopus. It goes against all possible principles of care. But Hochner also says she's surprised sometimes that Palestinian women come here to deliver and undergo C-sections.
You know, they don't know a word in Hebrew. And you ask yourself, how they trust us? They don't think maybe we'll kill them during the, you know what I mean? We're not going to do it, and they know that we're not going to do it, but they can't, they trust us.
But they don't always get the best rooms in the hospital.
When Jewish people come, we prefer to give the beautiful rooms for Jewish people, and some midwives hate it, and I don't know what to do.
That's Esther Rogoff, an ultra-Orthodox Jewish midwife at Mount Scopus. Out of 31 midwives here, only one is Palestinian. Rogoff says she sometimes wonders what will become of the Palestinian baby she helps deliver.
It's not so easy. You try to help women to give birth, and you get this so sweet baby, so nice baby, and you don't know what this baby will be. Maybe terrorist, maybe this baby will kill our kids.
Last month, one of Rogoff's close friends was killed by a Palestinian at her home in a West Bank settlement. Beyond the social challenges, costs are also driving a wedge in the hospital's goal to extend a hand to all. Hadassah makes a lot of money delivering babies. It's one of the only services where the hospital's costs are fully reimbursed by national insurance. Ultra-Orthodox Jews have the highest birth rate in Jerusalem, so the hospital only advertises in Jewish neighborhoods. OBGYN director Hochner says even though she supports Hadassah's mission, she's not sure the hospital's vision of coexistence is the future.
I'm in favor of this bridge to peace. I'm not sure we're doing it. Listen, we're doing it for the last 50 years and nothing happens. It's very sad what's happening here.
Sad, she says, that not even the intimacy of childbirth can mend the growing mistrust between Jews and Palestinians. For The World, Shana Sheely, Jerusalem.